wanna know, where do lonely hearts go? Because nobody ought to be all alone on Christmas.
We're on fire today with these rejoiners, aren't we?
I like this one.
This will put you in a great mood.
How can it not?
And if you head to Lorain County Community College's Hope Theater this coming Sunday, November 18th, something tells me you just might hear this. From the Midtown Men, again, they're performing this Sunday at LCCC. You can get tickets by visiting the Stocker Arts Center website, stockerartscenter.com. Should be a blast, should be a heck of a time. And boy, the Midtown Men has everybody excited. And that gives us the cue to head to the hotline right now, because joining us right now from the Midtown Men, he's a Rocky River native, and he will be performing with the Midtown Men. He's part of the group. They're going to be performing again this coming Sunday, November 18th. Daniel Riker joining us on the hotline right now. Daniel, thank you for the time. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Andy. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, boy, this has got to be a thrill for you. We mentioned, you know, you're native to the area. Just down the road at Rocky River, this has to be a thrill for you to perform so close to home.
Well, you know, it's so funny. The guys and I, since we founded the Midtown Men, we started officially touring in 2010. We have played hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cities, over about 900 concerts all over the world. And this is my first time doing a show really in the Cleveland area, the Cleveland world, in my hometown. So this is really exciting for me.
Wow. Okay. Because as I understand it, this is your ninth national tour, correct?
That's right. We just started our ninth.
And this is the first time that you've had a chance to come back near the Cleveland area. That's really cool stuff. Well, Daniel, for those who have not heard the Midtown Men or don't know what the Midtown Men are all about, tell us all about you guys.
Well, so the guys and I, there's four of us, we all met in the original Broadway cast of Jersey Boys. I originated the role of Bob Gaudio, the songwriter, the piano player for it, and Christian Hoff won a Tony Award for his performance, Michael Longoria, J. Robert Spencer. Well, when we were playing the Four Seasons on Broadway together, we started getting asked to sing outside of the theater at different events, you know, at celebrity Katie Couric's 50th birthday party or a Red Cross event or whatever. And we did this about a dozen times, and then we realized, hey, we accidentally have just written and created our own show. Why don't we give this a shot and tour like a regular rock and roll band? And really nobody in the Broadway world had ever done something like this to the extent that we ended up doing it. And since then, we've done hundreds of concerts. We've sung with over 35 world-class symphonies, two PBS specials, two albums. It's been a great ride. And what we do is we sing the music of the 1960s, and we kind of do it in our own special way.
Dan, have you always been a fan of that genre music from the 1960s, or did that kind of grow with the role you played in Jersey Boys?
Absolutely. No, I did grow up with these songs. I mean, the Beatles, I remember as, you know, going on class trips and having my Walkman and listening to the Beatles and the Beach Boys I loved as a boy. The Four Seasons, you know, yes, but I think doing this show, I mean, obviously the Four Seasons are iconic, but, you know, I think what was cool about Jersey Boys was that it shed a lot of light to a lot of people who the Four Seasons were, that they sang all of these songs that we all grew up knowing. Walk Like Man, you know, Big Girls Don't Cry, Oh What a Night. So those songs, you know, I would say, I just think I've gotten a closer relationship with the music of the 1960s because of the show.
Again, we're being joined by Daniel Reichard. He's with the Midtown Men. They're performing at Lorain County Community College's Hoke Theater this coming Sunday, November 18th. And Daniel, you alluded to how you guys kind of came together. It's always fascinating for me to find out how bands come together. I think it's interesting the way you tell that story. You guys just, you kind of came together organically. Nothing there was forced, and you kind of did something that really hadn't been done before.
Well, we're lucky that, first of all, that the music of the 1960s still has such a wide and powerful appeal to people, not just people, not just baby boomers or people who experienced it for real the first time, but multiple generations. But, you know, this the music of the 1960s really brings people together. So we have that advantage. And then, of course, we have the advantage of being in this show that is one of the all-time biggest hits on Broadway ever. So that was kind of cool. And so we're blessed that there's been a demand to hear us sing together outside of the show. So it was a lot of different things coming together. But of course, the four of us care very deeply about what we do. You know, we don't consider ourselves a cover band. We consider ourselves a vocal group of four very different entertainers that perform very differently, and yet we perform as one. It's a really interesting show, and yes, it did kind of happen by accident. It did happen organically, as you said, but it's been a fascinating experience just as a person, you know, to travel the country as we have. We played, you know, the Kennedy Center for three nights and Symphony Hall in Boston and the Beacon Theater in New York City, some of the best theaters. And then we played small towns that we had never, ever heard of in our lives. So it's been the huge range of what a rock and roll band goes through. And I think that's been a great gift to my whole life.
Take us through the process of putting together the song we played coming out of the commercial break, All Alone on Christmas. I was reading up on this earlier, and I was really fascinated by how it came together. Steven Van Zandt, correct me if I'm wrong, he was the one who wrote that. Now, if you're a big fan of The Sopranos, you know who Steven Van Zandt is, but he's actually gone on to do a number of huge things in the music industry as well. How did this all come together?
Well, that is, when you started playing that, it made me so cheerful because I love when we hear that song. It plays on the radio every year now. Stevie Van Zandt, you know, who not only, as you said, was on The Sopranos, but he's been for decades and decades Bruce Springsteen's right-hand man and in the E Street Band. So he's toured the world, you know, and also as his own artist, and he's just a fascinating, incredibly smart guy. Well, his wife, Maureen Van Zandt, who is just amazing, she became a fan of the Midtown Men, and she started coming to our shows. And she basically, you know, twisted Stevie's arm and said, "You're going to produce a single for them." And he had this song, All Alone on Christmas. And so we got into the studio with him and recorded it. And we recorded it with the E Street Band guys, you know, behind us. It was not with our band. And it was just such a thrill. And we ended up having a great chemistry with Stevie and a friendship that has endured. And he's a mentor to us. And, you know, we look up to him a lot. And that song plays every year on the radio, on Sirius and other channels. It's a wonderful Christmas song. We actually have a new holiday song coming out, a single, called Little Saint Nick, Midtown Men. It's on our Frankie Valli Voice and Michael Longoria's Christmas album that he's released. So it's fun. It's fun when your recordings are playing on the radio, but. Because of Stevie, you know, we've performed on the same bill as Springsteen and Elvis Costello and Tom Morello, incredible artists. At the Hammerstein Ballroom in New York City, we've done just a bunch of wonderful things because of our friendship with Stevie. He's an awesome guy.
Take us through that process of recording that song, All Alone on Christmas. You were going through the timeline there, telling us how that came about, and I thought that was fascinating. Is it nerve-wracking being in the recording studio playing that in front of the E Street Band, or is that like a holy cow, we made it moment? What was your feeling going into that? That had to be pretty exciting.
Well, we were at a time where we were on a very grueling touring schedule, so we were tired and stressed and just not getting enough time at home and all of that. And this opportunity came up and we were on the road and we had like 2 days in New York, and we got to the studio and we went into Stevie's office and he had a guitar and we just kind of went part by part, who was going to sing what and all that. And then we were in the studio about 15 minutes later and recording it. And, then he mixed it and he produced it with his folks at his studio, and it, you know, it was just so fun to how quickly it came apart. Was I nervous? Maybe a little bit. You know, it's more of just, you know, in show business, you're always a little insecure that you're, you know, that you want to behave properly, you know, and you don't know what personality, you know, Stevie takes to, but you just have to try to be yourself and be gracious and be a good person, and it works out. And in this case, it did.
Yeah, no question about that. But and you're right. You know, that's the song that we hear every year on Christmas for you guys. That's got to be such a thrill. And, you know, Matt Douglas mentioned, look, he heard that song and it was like, wow, I love this song. Yeah. You immediately get into that holiday spirit. And I'm sure from your perspective that never gets old. And, you know, you mentioned how, you know, it kind of gets grueling. In the middle of these tours, we alluded to this earlier, you guys are now on your ninth national tour. That's extraordinarily impressive. I know you're only in the early stages of it, Daniel, but what makes this one a little bit different than some of the others?
Well, and this year we're really keeping it very much about the music. When we started touring, we were talking a lot about our time in Jersey Boys. We would tell stories from Jersey Boys, which was very fun for our audiences and for us to kind of reminisce. As we've toured more, we've moved away from that more because we don't, I think, identify as much with that now more distant memory of being in that show. And we more kind of live in the moment. We kind of play with the crowd, talk about, you know, play on, you know, what town we're in. And it's a lot more of a live feeling. You know, there's a lot more spontaneity in how we talk and what we talk about during the show. But really, I think what's amazing about it, I think the strongest is it's just us kind of, you know, doing our craft that we have just become extremely experienced in, you know, as concert singers. You know, we've moved away from our acting careers a lot more, and really our skill has become doing this show. And so we really play on the tradition of presenting the show for audiences. I mean, and I think that there's going to be a lot of folks in the audience that are family and friends of mine. I think that's going to make this experience very special.
I'm curious, Dan. I was thinking that as you were saying that earlier. I mean, you guys going from Broadway and having the script as you go up there and do Jersey Boys and everything to, as you mentioned, making it more about the music now. Was that a hard transaction at first, kind of coming more into that improv-type style with the audience and kind of getting more engaged with them, or did it come pretty easy for you guys?
It's come with experience, I think, just doing this show over and over again. Mm-hmm. Of course, we've change songs and everything. We're actually currently writing a new show for next year for our 10th anniversary. And so with that, that's going to be the process of collaborating and getting, you know, when we're on the road, you know, we can't be in a dance studio or whatever, choreographing something. We literally go into hotel gyms, you know, where there's a mirror and freak out, you know, some business guy who's just trying to be on the elliptical for 20 minutes, and these four crazy guys come in and start, you know, doing all these Motown-looking steps. It's pretty funny. But, we're collaborating again, but it's more for this next year. So what I think is special about what we're doing right now is it's really years and years of practice have gone into doing the show that we're doing this weekend.
Talk about some of those differences from your perspective. You know, I'm sure as a group you alluded to some of those, but, you know, for you, is it easier to kind of get a feel and ad-lib a bit, which is kind of what it sounds like you guys do more of, rather than when you're kind of acting on Broadway, you're following the script and you don't really get a chance to play to the crowd as much as you do when you're singing. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, I think we all have our different strengths. And we all kind of go on a, you know, we're on a continuum. Like, there's a spectrum of skills that we have where One of us is a little quieter on stage, but really comes through when it, you know, when the high notes and the soulfulness and delivers something musically that the others don't. I definitely am somebody that I like to speak spontaneously, but I also like to prepare special things that I talk about in every show for each show. So I really try to customize. My friend Bobby, J. Robert Spencer, who's in my life, he is a wild can. We did this huge concert in Jersey the other night, and he was yelling at people who were coming in late, and the audience was all laughing hysterically. And, you know, then somebody else would leave, and he would yell at them as they would, you know, it's just, and just in the most silly way. He's a total, you know, loose cannon. And then Christian Hoff, you know, he's just dependable and so consistent. And, you know, so we all kind of bring a different color to the whole experience.
Very, very cool stuff. Again, this Sunday, November the 18th at Lorain County Community College's Hoke Theater. You can check out ticket information by visiting the Stocker Arts Center website at stockerartscenter.com. That's stockerartscenter.com. Daniel, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us some of your time. And when you fly in this weekend, see if you can work your magic and keep the snow away, at least for a few more weeks.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice? It's full-out autumn here in New York City, which I'm loving. Like, the trees are beautiful. I said, this is the latest autumn I've ever seen. It just changed. So
it literally just changed over the weekend here as well. We had all kinds of cool fall colors at the end of last week, and it seems like the leaves came off over the weekend. So hopefully when you guys fly in, you guys are able to do so without Mother Nature wreaking any havoc. But again, Daniel, this is a lot of fun. Thank you so much, and we'll see you on Sunday.
Thanks so much for having me today, and hello to Cleveland and environs.
Absolutely. Thank you very much again. Daniel Reichert with the Midtown Men. They're performing this Sunday at Lorain County Community College. Again, visit stockerartcenter.com to get the ticket information. That was awesome. That was really cool stuff.
Yeah, that is. It's fascinating to hear how things kind of change. I mean, going from Broadway, and that's pretty cool. I mean, that's a big-time Broadway play. Anyone who follows that type of stuff knows very well about that. And kind of neat to hear they've got that mix of Frankie Valens in the Four Seasons, and they've got their own original stuff they do too. So if you like that genre of music, again, and who doesn't, frankly? I mean, my dad was a big fan of that stuff back in the day. I remember listening to that with him. So fascinating to kind of see that coming forward again.
Absolutely.